What do you have for us today?
I'm going to go back to an old favorite. I'm going to go back to City Lodge. Rowan cited concerns earlier around the potential for the travel and the leisure sector to be affected. What we've seen so far is we've seen a minimal impact from a lockdown restriction perspective. And what we've seen with the announcement of Omicron was City Lodge only really lost about 20 cents from that. It did reach highs of around 6 Rand. It pulled back now to the 4 Rand mark, and it's another good opportunity to get in at a very good discount. The main reason City Lodge over your Tsoho Suns and your Sun Internationals is your City Lodge is going to be less reliant on your international travels. So it's going to be more reliant on the fact that we don't actually have local interprovincial restrictions. They are sort of a company that is well capitalized. They've got a very strong balance sheet, and they've done well in the past. And at this point, they are looking more attractive from a pricing perspective for consumers locally. So assuming we don't have further lockdowns locally and we don't have travel restrictions, and we do sort of see that December demand with people possibly looking to get away before any potential January lockdowns, we might see City Lodge do well. I mean, if the stock just goes and takes out recent highs at 60 Rand from where it is at the moment, you'd probably be looking at about a 50% gain.
All right. Thank you for that insight, Jimmy. Rowan, your stock pick for tonight?
We go with African Rainbow Minerals, a diversified mining group. So we like it because it's well positioned in some key commodities, platinum, gold, and other base metals. And they've got a number of projects in their pipeline, both organic and acquisitive. And it's trading at quite a significant discount to the other diversified. So at this point, looks the cheapest of the bunch. We also think that the medium-term demand for the base metals is good because of the greening of economies as we move to alternative power sources, and they will benefit indirectly. So it's a rand hedge as well. So it actually ticks all the boxes and looks attractive for the medium term.
Right, thank you very much for joining us tonight, gentlemen. Jimmy Muyaha, an independent analyst, and Rowan Williams from Nitrogen Fund Managers. Stockwatch is back on your screens on Monday. Have a good evening. We'll be right back.